Was that the one with a, well, did you have a crank on it, or mm-hmm. did you rig it up with a foot pedal?
Well, first that's the way we ground, and then we got foot pedaled.
Give her a push and get her started, and then
now then we get electric.
Yeah, that's handy.
Yeah.
Oh, you mentioned greasing the wagon wheel. If you got that stuff on your hands, you'd say your hands were what?
Greasy.
Isn't that a messy thing?
Yeah.
Fellow was telling me that they'd get a greenhorn greasing the wagon wheel and let him wear gloves, and then they'd come up to him and say, "What's that on your face?" And the guy'd reach up there and scratch away.
And smear it all over his face.
Was that a common trick?
Yeah.
What kind of lamps did you have?
We had little coal lamps. Mm-hmm. Every morning, you know, all black, stopped up.
Yeah, wash the shade. Well, you mentioned your gun. What did you call the little place where you put the cap on your
muzzle loader?
Uh-huh.
And muzzle loader.
And then you'd put the cap on what?
You stick that cap on there, and that, when you let the hammer down on it, that poured the powder. The
copper flew all over.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get it in your hands?
No, you know. You had a ramrod, see, and you put your powder in, you trunk it down, then you put your some wadding in there, and you pack that down. Then you put your shot in there, and you pack that down, then you put some wadding on that to hold it. Then put your cap on there, and you're ready for fire.
You ever double load one of those things?
Oh, man, yeah.
What happens then?
Three or four some sets.
It didn't burst the barrel, though.
No. Just busted you.
Well, what did you call the thing inside an automobile tire, the thing that held the air?
Tube.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think these tubeless tires are what they're supposed to be.
No, I don't think so either.
Well, what do you say your wife is doing when she puts on her best clothes?
Primping.
Primping? And when she gets all ready, this thing that she has her money and her other things in, what do you call that?
Purse.
And on her wrist, she may have one of those shiny things.
Bracelet.
Uh-huh. And around her neck, if she's got... Well, what would she have around her neck, perhaps?
Beads, I guess.
What would you call it? A string of beads or a pair of beads? Or
I don't know.
Necklace.
Mm-hmm. Was that ever called a pair of beads in the early days?
I think that's about all they had to wear in the early days was beads.
Uh-huh. I was just wondering if it was a string or a strand or a pair or...
Well, I hear them call them string or beads.
And if you...
Well, that's before they put them on or after.
They didn't have pearls in them days, did they?
And if it's raining outside, she may take one of those things in her hand.
Umbrella.
Uh-huh. And if she's got her good clothes on and goes in to cook, she'll probably put on